in your position and from your perspective, have remarks that the president has made associating legalizing marijuana with the evil Democrats' victory, have you found that those really do stick with people, or do you find that people you talk to aren't very persuaded by that?
I think he's got credibility only with his base, and I don't think people take him very seriously other than his base. For them, it's kind of like a high school football match, our arch rival teams, and they're just on a team, and they support their team regardless. They're going to wave that flag, and you know, they don't. I don't think they care that much about abortion or fine points in gun regulation or marijuana and so on. I just think it's their home team, and they've got to support it. It's difficult. It's a complicated thing. I wish I understood it better. But what breaks my heart is that there are people who are victims of this kind of regressive thinking. You know, and I'm a privileged person. We've had all sorts of people on the streets demonstrating in our country about privilege and lack of privilege. We're a divided society. And we need people who are privileged, regardless of their politics, to recognize that a fundamental challenge for the United States of America is to deal with this big gap. The marijuana policies that we have in states that have yet to legalize are the new Jim Crow. It takes the voting rights away from people. It keeps people impoverished. And it is it's tragic. You know, when I decided to become a board member of Normal, I invited Keith Stroop, who's the founder of Normal, a wonderful guy. I literally invited him to my house for dinner in Seattle. And he came by, and I wanted my wife and especially my children to know that here's a man who's a lawyer. He could have just gotten right into it and made lots of money and been really powerful that way. But he's dedicated his whole career to an ideal, to a principle, to a belief that civil liberties are really important.
Yep.
And I wanted my kids to know that this was not pro-drugs. This was more principled than that, more fundamental to that. What is America, what America really stands for. For me, it's just inspiring to work with people like that and to help make our country a country that is more free and more just.